Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, the Senior Area Director for BNI of the Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, International Speaker and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. Vince, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Brandon.
Trying to spice it up.
I know. Threw me off a little.
Oh, so we are in the beginning of our series where we kind of break down the slips a little bit more. Hopefully you listened to the first one. This is the second one in the series. And as we were kind of talking through this, we thought, well, shoot, you're now doing some CEUs, some chapter education units. Why don't we touch on that as we dig into this? Because as the series continues, you best be going in online and entering your CEUs and getting credit for the learning that you're doing right now. So we like to tie these into some core values, and I'm going to pass it over to Vince then to kind of touch on the core value that plays in to the CEUs that we have to offer. So Vince, take it away.
All right. Well, again, chapter education units, you're listening to this podcast, so why not get credit?
Get credit.
Pull out your phone. You're probably listening to this on your phone, maybe driving down the road. So when you stop,
yes,
let's be clear. Yes. When you stop, pull up the BNI Connect mobile app and fill out the chapter education unit slip. Mm-hmm. Now, the core value, as Brandon mentioned, is lifelong learning. But beyond that, one of our core values, the number one core value, our philosophy is
giver's gain.
So when you think about, you know, you're taking some time, maybe on your way home, your way to work, your way to your meeting, after your meeting, whenever you're listening to this podcast, you're taking some time. Maybe it's to decompress. Maybe it's to invest in yourself, whatever the reason, but give yourself credit ultimately, because that's why we have the slips. So you can keep track of the things that you're doing to make you better. Now, some of you listening, many of you listening, are completely engulfed and engaged in education in your field, and it's ongoing. You're continuing to do something to make you even better tomorrow than you are today. That's the same thing with your BNI membership. Make you more efficient, more effective, more accountable, more structured, whatever the case may be. That's why we have these slips. And today, talking about chapter education units, whether it's listening to this podcast, reading an article, our blog, SuccessNet, listening to another podcast, BNI Power of One, the BNI podcast, attending training, going back through member success program.
Whoa. I can go through member success program again?
I would encourage you to, Brandon.
About every, year or so?
I'd say at least once a year.
Because I think in the last 3 years, the PowerPoint's changed quite a few times. Just new things on there, right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
One of them is this topic of slips.
That is correct. General.
You know, I think it's important to realize when we're talking about education, again, as a recall mechanism, and we've been doing this a lot in our podcast when giving the why, is to resurface education as a whole. Education in BNI is one of the most important pieces of value that you as a member can get. And why is that important? Well, first of all, education of your fellow members about your business. Educating them about your business. Oh, and listening as they educate you about their business. But then also to help you get more referrals. There's a new piece, you just talked about this, in BNI Member Success Program, where we talk about reasons people become part of BNI and reasons people stay in BNI. And why do people become part of BNI? They become part of BNI to grow their business, ultimately get more revenue. Along with that, they meet new people, you know, so credibility, influence, they like the structure. Maybe a little bit, maybe they need it, whatever it is. And last but not least is education. But now when you look at why people stay, why you renew your membership, most people do it for this very reason that you're listening to this podcast. Education, number one. Structure, number two. The influence, credibility, people, number three. And the revenue is listed, stated, fourth. So it's a complete opposite, inverse relationship. Become part of BNI for revenue, influence, structure, education, and stay for education, structure, influence, revenue. I think that's a really important piece as we're talking about education, your chapter education units. So when you think about why you're doing the things that you're doing inside and outside of your BNI membership or inside and outside of your BNI chapter meeting, it's to influence you. It's to help you increase your game, be even better than you are today, tomorrow.
I think a big portion of the education in BNI, it focuses more on referrals versus networking. We're a referral organization. We're not a networking organization.
No, you can go all over your city, town, state, country, and network with people.
Of course.
The goal of BNI, the reason BNI exists, is to increase your business, to build your business. And we do that by building relationships. We do that by giving first. We do that by educating each other and educating ourselves.
And so the CEUs, we want to give credit to those people that are out there taking advantage of what's included with your membership. These podcasts, SuccessNet, even the trainings, we try to bring in more than just, this is how you do your position. We want to give you the why. We want to give you the benefits, stories, all of that that plays into it. And the more you educate yourself, the more you have the opportunity to help your fellow members. Core value. Or, I'm sorry, philosophy. Giver's gain. So when you're doing this
education, it's a core value too.
It is. Yeah, that's right. It is a core value too. I'm sorry. So when you're doing that education, you know, really take that 5-10 minutes a week. If you only take on one a week, that's perfectly okay. But really focus your time on that because you're going to get something out of it that's going to benefit somebody else. I always kind of make the joke. The very first podcast you listen to as a new member may not be groundbreaking. I just changed my whole world. But you'll eventually listen to one that will motivate you, get that message just right for you to where it will better you as a referral giver versus just a better networker. Any closing statements for me?
Remember when you pull over to fill out your slip.
And if you're on the interstate, don't pull over on the interstate. Just do it when you're in a parking lot. Okay, or
when you get to your destination.
There you go. I like that.
Remember to do it. It's top of mind, just like why you have subs at your meeting.
Yep.
Keep your business top of mind. Filling out the slip is top of mind right now. Why wait? If not now, then when? I've thrown that in a lot lately.
Yep, that's okay. So as a reminder, these podcasts are for our listeners and our members. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. As always, Vince and I enjoy our time together doing these, so thank you for your time, Vince, and we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.